Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and my intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations so you can live life better. Greetings and welcome to 2024, week 14, Staying Grounded. This is a podcast about how I stay grounded. Last week, I mentioned using your phone to remind you during the day to stop and check in with yourself. Are you checking in with yourself? Are you noticing how you feel and paying attention to how you're moving throughout the day? I notice when I'm rushing or moving too fast, I drop things. I might have too many things in my hand as I'm walking to the car, and I drop something. Maybe if I put my water bottle down and make another trip, that wouldn't happen. So lately, I've been noticing and stopping, putting my hand in the center of my chest and taking a few breaths and lovingly saying to myself, Barbara, slow down. Spring brings a different energy than winter. When the weather is nice, it makes me want to be outside more and do a lot. New ideas and adventures are naturally a part of spring since we were more inside and closed off during the winter months. I've learned it's important to stay grounded during the day so I can be more focused on what I desire. Here are a few ways I stay grounded with life during the spring. I take a few minutes to sit outside and be with nature. I press my feet into the ground and remind myself that I am safe and grounded. I limit myself to no more than 3 major activities a day. I've recently released a 5-minute grounding meditation that also uses your voice. I hope you enjoy listening. Greetings, and welcome to this grounding practice. In this practice, we will connect with our root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine. If you'd like to, you can stand or you can be seated with your feet flat on the ground. We'll do some breath work and then we'll move into some sound vibration using the tone LAM, L-A-M. If you're ready, let's begin. Press your feet into the ground as you place your hands right in the middle of your heart space and right below your belly. Begin to connect with your own breathing rate and rhythm. Notice how that feels. Breathe. And imagine, sense, or feel you have roots coming from the bottom of your feet, going deep into the center of the earth. And there is a beautiful ruby red crystal. And your roots wrap around this crystal. And as you're breathing in and out, you feel the energy coming in from this crystal, coming through the roots, through the bottom of your feet, and grounding you. You feel that energy coming up, connecting to your body, giving you the strength, the courage, and everything you need to be strong and feel safe in this moment. will add the tone lam. As you breathe in the word lam. And as you exhale, say that word and that tone as long as your breath allows. You may follow my lead and then move into your own pace. We'll do 3 rounds of lam. So let's begin. Breathe in. Return to your regular breathing. Relax your hands. Notice how you feel. Remind yourself, I am safe. I feel grounded. I am on solid ground. Thank you for joining me for this grounding practice. Take good care and be well. Check in with your body and notice how you feel now. You can also find this grounding meditation on my YouTube channel under videos. I'd love to know how you felt after practicing the grounding meditation. Leave a comment where you're listening to this podcast. You can also email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. And if social media is better for you, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions start next week on 4/10. If you're interested in joining us, you can register on my website at barbarafaisonllc.com/store. Look for live meditation, and you can use the code MONEY for 10% off your order as a promo code. You can also find this grounding meditation on my YouTube channel under videos. The card I pulled for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck in this moment is the number 8, Listen. My body tells me what it needs. It sure does. It might be movement, food, rest, water. Learning to listen to your body is a practice and practice. Keep practicing. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at barbarafaisonllc.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps, including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.